non-superimposable mirror images. To be optical isomers, they must have a chiral center, which means they possess chirality. And so chiro is coming from the Greek word for hand. Now the classic example then is we take a center, which is tetrahedral, and when we look at that center, if we have got four different groups attached to it, then that refers to a chiral center being present. And this little dotted line here is indicating the mirror. So we're saying that the C up here is mapping onto the C over here. Usually when I'm trying to draw these things, you make them as easy to draw as possible for yourself in the exam. So if this wedge is coming towards the mirror here, then I make sure that the wedge here is going towards the mirror. This guy is going back that way, then I write that guy to be going back that way. So you try and make it really easy to draw so you don't make mistakes. Now for a molecule to be chiral, which means that you will have your enantiomers or optical isomers, it must not have certain symmetry elements. These symmetry elements are, it can't have a plane of symmetry. So if we were thinking before of our platinum with two ammonias and two chlorides, if the chlorides are sitting directly opposite each other, then we're able to put a plane down the middle that relates one side of the molecule to the next. So that would be a plane of symmetry. We can't have that. We also can't have a centre of symmetry. In particular, in octahedrons, it's possible to invert one atom through the centre to the other side. We call that a centre of symmetry. And twofold rotation axes, that says, again, in the case of the platinum with the two chlorines, we can spin about the centre of the square plane and rotate one atom onto the other. The nitrogens sit in the same positions. So any of those will mean we can't have a chiral centre in the molecule. So this one here then falls over because we've got a mirror plane. This one here falls over because we've got an inversion centre. If we had a B sitting here, it would fall over because we would have a twofold axis of rotation.